Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, May 11th. Today on Forbes, inside Jessica Alba's long and turbulent road to taking The Honest Company public. When The Honest Company debuted on the NASDAQ last week, actress Jessica Alba took center stage on the podium to ring the bell, capping off a seemingly remarkable success story. It all began in 2008 when a pregnant Alba couldn't find reasonably priced, natural and eco-friendly baby products and had the idea for a clean and natural products brand, selling dozens of products, including fashionable diapers for babies, detergents, and wipes. The business went public at a valuation of $1.5 billion. The company's IPO prospectus, which was filed in April with the Securities and Exchange Commission, says, quote, "At Honest, we prioritize transparency, trust, and sustainability in all that we do. What's little mentioned? Honest's road to public markets has been rocky, with class action lawsuits over false advertising and allegedly harmful products, executive turnover, and a down funding round. The company's filings point out that sales grew 28% last year, from $236 million to $300 million, but that's about even with what they were 5 years ago. And while Honest's potential valuation is sure to grab headlines, that predicted value is down from 2015, when the company raised $100 million at a $1.7 billion valuation. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 has doubled in that time, and the stock prices of competitors, such as Unilever and Estee Lauder, have risen by 30% and 246%, respectively. What was once a high-growth unicorn, landing Alba a spot on Forbes' list of America's wealthiest self-made women in 2016, has essentially flatlined while its competitors are thriving. For full coverage, check out Denny's Chum's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.